These are the voices of Rotary.
The voices that tell our stories.
The voices that share our why.
The voices that make our lives matter.
The voices that relieve suffering and anguish.
These are the voices of Rotary that change lives.
Take a listen.
I'm with Bob Teeter with the Rotary Club of Florence, and we're recording for the Rotary Voices project that we're doing. And we're talking about why you joined Rotary and why you stay, or maybe there's a particular moment when you felt like you really became a Rotarian. Bob, tell me.
Well, my family has always had a long history of, you know, community service. I had parents that served on the boards for the local Salvation Army. Dad was president of Kiwanis, also president of the Chamber of Commerce. So it's, you know, our family, I was raised with a big belief in, you know, serving your community. And I had been, before I moved to Florence, had been a part of a Kiwanis club because their focus on youth, and I was working for a Boys and Girls Club at the time. I then later moved to Florence and started asking around about the different service clubs because I wanted to get involved. Well, then Randy Paredes and Doug Wood stopped by my office and wanted to introduce themselves. They were local pastors. And started to tell me about this great organization of Rotary and what they how they've been involved and what how they've enjoyed it, and invited me to come to a meeting. Well, just prior to that, going to that meeting with them, talked to a couple of our board members of the agency I was running at the time, and I mentioned to them that I was going to be checking out the Rotary Club, and they said, "Oh yeah, that's the happening club in town. That's if you want to be really active in the community, that's the club to be a part of." And so I was kind of already sold before I even got to the meeting. But once I got to the meeting for that Tuesday lunch, saw how much fun people were having, and just the social engagement was nice to be a part of. But what really sold me was all the stories of all the things that were being done in the community by Rotarians. And probably for me, the best selling point is kind of the motto of service above self. That's kind of how I was raised. My family had kind of taught me that the key to personal happiness is serving others. And so that's why I got involved. And of course, I'm a big fan of the four-way test, try to, you know, live my life by that. But it's just a lot of fun being around a lot of people who, you know, believe in that service above self. And I truly believe that Florence wouldn't be this great place that people want to move to live here. Big part of that is Rotary and all it does in the community. And I'm just very proud to be a part of it.
Thank you. I agree. I'm here with Dana Rode with the Rotary Club of Florence, and we are recording for the Voices of Rotary project, and we're talking about why he joined Rotary or why he stays in Rotary, or if there's a particular moment perhaps that you feel like you became a Rotarian. Dana?
Yeah, I think it really began when my first meeting back, I think it was 2009, and I just felt like the club members were they had the same, similar morals and outlook about helping other people. And then, you know, the four-way test was certainly right up there with reasons for me to join. And you know, I've never really had thoughts to quit Rotary at any time, because every time I go to a meeting and I see all these people here, it's always fun to meet everybody and to be reminded of why I joined Rotary to begin with. That was to help other people. And it's really an opportunity to help the total community, and not just the community, but the opportunity to help, you know, internationally. As far as a moment, I really thought about this because there's so many moments that, you know, I really appreciated Rotary. I think the most important moment for me was the period when my son died in 2019, and the support and comfort that I got from so many members was so comforting. It really filled my heart to see so many people come to the funeral service and to send me, you know, and my wife methods of support. And then when I missed the first 3 weeks, I missed about 3 weeks of the meetings, and the first meeting I came back, you know, and Kim stood up and welcomed me back, and everybody stood up and clapped and really welcomed me back, and it was so comforting. And that's what it's all about for me. It's just all the people here. That's it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm with Sally Wands with the Florence Rotary Club, and we are recording for the Voices of Rotary. We're talking about why she joined or why she stays or in Rotary, or if there's a particular moment in Rotary that you became a Rotarian. Sally?
So I joined Rotary in 2005 when I was in Human Resources for Three Rivers Casino and Resort, and I was invited to join, and I was thrilled, absolutely thrilled that they would allow me to be a part of this organization. This is 2022, so I've been in that long. Every time I come to Rotary, to one of the meetings, I feel like I belong in a place that where I belong. I feel wanted. I feel like I can be of service, and I just enjoy every single moment, every single day.
Thank you. I'm with Crystal Farnsworth with the Rotary Club of Florence, and we're just recording some snippets here about for the Rotary Voices and why she joined Rotary or why she stays with Rotary or maybe a particular moment where she felt like she became a Rotarian. Crystal?
Well, let's see. We moved here to Florence 13 and a half years ago, and I was immediately asked to join Rotary by two different people. I couldn't at the time, and a few months later when I did have the time, I wasn't sure if that was even appropriate, if I could ask to join, but I did, and I'm so glad I did. I became a member of several different organizations in town, including the theater group and a choir and the fire department and my church and a number of other different organizations, and they were like a Venn diagram. They intersected. Some people were members of more than one group, but I have to say that my favorite place to be during the week on Tuesday at noon, or any time during the week actually, is with Rotary, because the people there are just so great. I mean, nobody cares what each other's political views are or what their other beliefs are, or they're just all there to be of service and to associate with each other and to build friendships. And so I just love being there. And since I love it so much, I got deeply involved. I became president one year. I've been on a number of different committees. I'm the decorations chairman for the auction that we have every year. And I have just loved it right along. So the reason I joined, I don't know, was because somebody asked me, basically, because I didn't know much about Rotary. But the reason I stayed, and this is kind of a byword that Rotary International has, the reason you join is, you know, to network or something like that. But the reason you stay is friendship. And that is the reason I have stayed, because most of my friends here in Florence are Rotarians. I mean, I have other friends too. Don't anybody get insulted. But most of my friends are Rotarians.
I'm here with Lori Gates, and we're with the Rotary Club of Florence, and we're talking with her for Rotary, Voices of Rotary, and we're talking with her about why she joined Rotary.
Hi, Karen. Thank you. The reason why I joined Rotary is a prominent club in the community of Florence, and we help the elderly, we help the students in the greater Florence area, but we also help internationally with polio, helping to eradicate polio, bringing clean water or whatever another country is needed to help sustain their life and make it better living for them. Especially in Florence, my heart belongs here, and anything that I can do to help the community and its members, just it makes my heart swell.
Thank you so much. I'm here with R.J. Pilcher from the Florence Club of Rotary Club of Florence, and we're talking about the voices of Rotary and why he stays in Rotary.
RJ.
Well, really, the one of the main things about Rotary that really hits home to me is the Rotary Foundation, and the fact that you can make contributions directly to the foundation, and 100% of what you give actually goes to all the purposes. I know that when the Ukrainian war broke out, I was thinking to myself, what can I do to help those in need? And just the next day, I got an email from the Rotary Foundation saying that the Disaster Relief Fund was going to be opened up for a month to go to help those in Ukraine. So I knew right there that was where my money was going to go, because I knew it was going to go where it was supposed to go. So to be able to help those around the world is just a blessing.
There is so much need out there. Have you ever wondered how you can help? Join us for the journey at voicesofrotary.org.